This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Ten minutes past eight. Good morning to you. Ifeyemi Andrew is my name. Let's look into our conversation on the Morning Crossfire for today. Meanwhile, protests over the Adamawa supplementary election. We're still waiting to see how INEC seeks to handle this and how it will be resolved. One way or the other, we're going to get a resolution. Nigerians will only wait to see how that resolution comes, whether or not it is seen as constitutional or within the ambits of the law. In the meantime, we know that there's been a back and forth between the PDP gubernatorial candidate in Kogi State and the governor of Rivers State. We're aware of all the antics and drama that we've seen recently online and in interviews. But that wasn't just all. Yesterday, a statement was released by the Ward 10 PDP chairman in Falga, Comrade Chisa Amadi, and it was announced the suspension of some PDP members in Falga Executive Ward 10 in Port Harcourt, passed a vote of no confidence and also suspended Right Honorable Austin Adele Opara, DSSRS, OFR, former Deputy Speaker, House of Representatives, Mr. Ikechi Chinda, former PDP Local Government Area Party Chairman in Port Harcourt, Daniel Chinda, PDP Secretary in Ward 10, and Richard James, PDP Ward 10 Publicity Secretary. Now, this decision, according to the statement, was reached in an executive meeting wherein a review of the presidential and national assembly elections, as well as the state governorship and state house of assembly elections held on the 25th of February and 18th of March, respectively. So, the major reason was this. Observed with dismay that the anti-party activities of the suspended parties of the party constitution and norms. That's on one side. Dino Bilaye made certain comments and talked about how thousands of dollars was used to sponsor his election. In fact, he even went further to talk about a video I was watching yesterday of him where they were congratulating him for emerging candidate of the PDP in Kogi State, the flag bearer of the PDP. He was also talking about how accusing the Rivers State governor of paying some of the party executives who came for that election that led to his emergence, certain amount of dollars as well to ensure that he doesn't emerge. Some of the things that's been happening within the PDP. Many thought after the election, all will be done. A resolution could be reached. And my guest in the studio at the moment had always told me in politics, 1 hour is too much, 1 day is too enough. But it seems like for us here, at the moment, when you look at the situation, it seemed not to be enough. New angles to this drama every single time. Well, this has forced a lot of people to begin to question political parties and governorship and governors and members of parties. And how do parties even fund their parties and elections and the rest of them? Anyways, it brings us to the question on Facebook and would need you to share your thoughts about it. Would you encourage a call for political parties to regularly make their funding and finances public? Would you encourage such a call if political parties are now being asked to regularly show their finances, make that document public so people can follow how they make their monies, how they spend their monies? Let us know what your thoughts are on this on Facebook, 92.3 Nigeria Info, 92.3 PH. That's the handle on Facebook, Nigeria Info, 92.3 PH. Will be streaming live on Twitter. You can also be a part of it, Nigeria Info PH. And the WhatsApp number is 0809-030-6416. You can send in your thoughts. My guest at the moment is the Rivers PDP Publicity Secretary, Sydney Gbara. Mr. Gbara, good morning, and thank you for joining us.
Yeah, good morning. Good morning, River State.
Your eyes look really tired. The elections are over. You guys still having meetings? You look really tired.
Well, it was a very tiring process over the weekend. You know, we had a rerun.
Yes.
And we had to do, you know, what we need to do to ensure that we deliver our candidates.
Okay.
And maintain the lead. Yeah. So Today we are resting. We are resting, but you can see that's what shows for a hardworking politician like me.
Okay, well, nobody says you can't play your trumpet, so you can go ahead and do that. But let's start with the last issue you raised. The first issue you talked about, I think that's the most recent, the supplementary elections in Rivers State, and I had conversations with a few people yesterday about the supplementary election. Our correspondent was one person I first spoke with who talked about how there was a very low turnout of voters during the election. And some of the residents who spoke with also said, gave their reasons why they didn't bother to come out. Some people kept saying that, well, they do not believe that, oh, it was going to be free and fair, and that the ruling party in the state would allow for the process to be free and fair, because they don't even believe that what happened in the presidential election was free and fair. Some people even questioned how it's possible that the PDP won all the seats, and so they felt, well, there's no need to come out. Do you think that that was responsible for voter apathy, if you think there was voter apathy in the supplementary election?
Well, I won't completely agree to the fact that there were voter apathy. Because, you know, the election was conducted in, in two local governments, per se, in Falga and in Kana local government. Mm. In Kana, it was just in two wards. And these two wards and their units are different characteristics. The number of voters in a particular unit may not be same for the number of voters in the other units. And you know, politics is a game of negotiations and you know, campaigns and all that. So I would believe that those who have interests of their party came out to vote. You know, you don't need to start giving excuses or presumptions to say this or that. After all, if you look around River State, wouldn't it have been like an unusual thing for PDP not to win all the seats? That would have been the big story. Look at what the governor have done in River State. In fact, people outside River State would have seen River's people as ungrateful people.
But everything God has done for us, I'm pretty sure there are a lot of people who still don't believe in God.
Well, of course, that's human nature.
It would not be out of place if that even happened.
What I'm trying to say is, when you see a style of governance that you have not witnessed before in a state, when you see the kind of infrastructural development. Femi, do you know that there are projects and there are projects? There are some that politicians just litter around for the sake of the news, and let it be that there's what we call projects that have direct bearing with the people. Projects that is useful for the people. These are the kind of projects that we have in River State. Projects that you can call legacy projects at the same time. Where over the years, yes, a weekend will always be remembered. Just like today, Old River State will talk about Alfred Dete Spiff for some of the legacies he have, the secretariat and so many other things, you know, that is in place. This is how weekend will be remembered for years to come, for the legacy people-oriented projects that he has given to River State. So it would have been a misnomer for PDP to have lost in River State. I'm telling you the truth. It would have been a misnomer.
Even if they had lost a few seats.
It's politics. Mm. It's politics. Just like you rightly said, no matter what God has done for us, there are still those who don't believe in God. Mm-hmm. You know, but a situation where we have more of the percentage of the people believing in PDP, that is why we still keep working hard to ensure that we win more people, else we would have just gone to sleep.
You mentioned the governor. Most recently, the governor has been in the news. Well, this time, not for commissioning of projects, but then in an interview he had and some of the comments he made with regards to Kogi State Governor, the Senator, former Governor Dino Milaye, who is now the flag bearer of your party in Kogi State. And the response from Dino Milaye as well has got a lot of people talking too. So what is happening with the PDP at first? I think the first question I would ask you would be whether or not the PDP has any sort of internal crisis. We know that leading up to the election, there was this divide. And I mean, the governor here made it very clear where his stance was and what his position was. But then after the election, many thought, okay, now it's over and done with. Even IU has even gone now. So what is the bone of contention? Is there crisis within the PDP?
No, well, I feel if somebody who is a very critical and major stakeholder, let me say a pillar, Governor Yusuf-Wike is a pillar of PDP in Nigeria, not just in River State. And as a person, he has a right to his opinion, to, you know, what is going on in the party. We'll recall that the issue of Kogi State didn't start with him. There are some concerns, you know, party members in Kogi State that went on air to allege that the National Working Committee were trying to hand twist the process in Kogi State to favor a particular candidate. And as a major stakeholder, as a leader, you know, as a leader in the party who has concern, he only threw in his own view, just like he did before the general election, to say that, look, this candidate cannot fly. Candidate cannot fly is not talking about the primaries. He's talking about the general election, which is the interest of People's Democratic Party. Kogi is one of the states that we don't have, and we are struggling to see how we can win. You know? So I think he is very right to express himself. He's very right to give his own advice, which is what he has done for the party.
What's your thought about the candidate? I mean, everybody would say the party first. And many feel like the kind of comments that the governor would have made about his party candidate already would demarcate the candidate even before the election. What do you think about that?
Well, we all know Dilo Melaye. You know, this we are talking about. If you see, when they say when the drum beats change, the dance steps has to change. Whether we like it or not, the style of election in Nigeria has changed. Even if we are not getting it 100% now, gradually we are seeing where the power has finally or is going to the people. So people should be concerned on the kind of candidates who fly, you know, under our party. That is the area where we are coming from. So for me, I don't see Dino Melaye as anybody that can fly PDP flag in Kogi State and give us victory.
Some say the fact that Dino Melaye aligned with your party presidential candidate, Atiku Abubakar, might also be playing a role as to why the governor took the hard stance he took against towards Dino.
No, that's not correct. Recall that the same Dino Melaye lost his primaries for the National Assembly, for Senate. If he was so much on ground, he wouldn't have been going for governorship. He would have been in the Senate by now. So that is to show you that he is not on ground, and that is why the National Working Committee tried to, you know, maneuver the process. But however, the primaries has been conducted, and he has emerged as the candidate of People's Democratic Party in Kogi State. So let's see how things play out.
So we're going to have the support of the governor and the PDP in River State.
Well, how can we?
Would the PDP in River State support the candidate?
We have a position that he's not a good candidate, and we have advised the party that this candidate cannot win the seat for us in Kogi State.
So does that mean you just would not work for
PDP,
him?
Just as PDP, what are we going to? Are we going to vote for Dino Melaye? We're in River State. It's a Kogi affair, my brother.
Yeah, it's a Kogi affair.
Our own is to lend our advice, you know, to them to say this is what we think. And our leader has made it very, very clear to them that this candidate cannot fly our flag, the party's flag, very well in Kogi State for us to win. Remind you, they are going to contest against a sitting governor, who is Yaya Bello. So we have to look at somebody who can match him force for force on ground.
But when you look at it, you just said that this is River State. We are not going to go there and vote for him. That's Kogi, this is Rivers. But then what Dino said was that the governor was heavily involved in his first term as governor, financing his campaigns.
Of course, that was then. The political landscape.
So at that time, was it okay for River State PDP to be involved in the activities of the PDP in Kogi State towards elections?
That's where I'm going to. Remember, I told you that when they say the drum beat changes, the dance step has to change. The political situation and the electoral process that time is different from that of now. I might have supported you in 2019, Ifemi Andrew, can go. But now you come back to me and I say, my brother, things have changed. You cannot go. So that is our position. And that's the truth.
So in other words, you're not supporting, the party might not support Dino in any way, shape or form because things have changed now. via the electoral laws, according to your position.
I wonder why it is a bone of contention for whether PDP River State will support Dino Melaye. Our governor, our leader, is inconsequential in the process. So all right, let's leave everything at that.
A short commercial. You can just reach us on all the social media platforms. We'll be right back.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station. And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Right, here we are, 92.3 Nigeria Info. Join the conversation on Facebook. It is Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. On Twitter, Nigeria Info PH. And you know the question we're still asking you. We need your response to it. What you think about a call for political parties to regularly make their fundings and finances public, so we have an idea of how much they get and how they spend these monies. I mean, this is coming off the back of what we heard, some of the revelations that Dino Melaye made. Well, still in the realm of allegations, because many we say none have been proven as facts, but those were some of the things he said, which would bring people to say, oh, is that how political parties and candidates and all of that have been running their elections over the years? Well, it leaves a lot to think about and talk about. My guest is the publicity secretary of the PDP in River State, Sydney Gbara, and we've been having conversations with regards to the situation between the River State governor and Dino Melaye over the comments that were made. And we're holding the conversation around a train of thoughts where we're talking about, well, the PDP might have, or the governor might have supported you in 2019, but now he's telling you that it's not the same ball game. The approach is now different, and I don't think you've caught it for this sort of approach. And I was trying to get you to let us know, does that mean that in River State, we might not see any sort of support? Because we know that the PDP has provided support for candidates in other states, logistics and Benue State. There were supports that was offered in Abia State. We know that, logistics and one or two supports. Over the years, we've seen those kind of things happen. Would that kind of thing happen now for Kogi State?
Well, like I earlier said, our position, their leader has given his view. And you see, you cannot go and drink Panadol for somebody else's headache. Hence, our leader has made his view public. It's his personal view.
Mm.
Yeah. And they feel otherwise. No problem. That's why I said the primaries has been conducted in Kogi State. And the candidate has emerged. So let's see how it plays out. We are not praying for the failure of PDP in Kogi State. But what we have simply done through our leader is to let our own view as people or as somebody who is neck deep into the national affairs of PDP in Nigeria. And at least has a grasp of what goes on in the states, of most especially the states that, you know, PDP is not a ruling party. He's on ground. And I expected, you know, the people at the top to respect such opinion. But the situation where they say, oh, to hell, then no, so be it. But I would equally like to recall our memories to the build-up to 2019 election, when the same person came out to say that, look, the problem of Atiku Abubakar are the people around him. They are the one that wants him to fail. He is not the problem of Atiku Abubakar, but the people around him. And I'm sure today, wherever Atiku Abubakar is, he will remember that Yesu Wike was actually the person who meant well for him. So, you know, sometimes people come around politics. Some people see politics as a game of psychophancy. They come around, paint, you know, all manner of different pictures, make you feel it is well when it is not well. And sometimes those who stand for the truth, like our leader is, he speaks the truth, stands for the truth, they chastise you and brand you all manner of names, just like as is going on in Kogi State now. So let's see how it plays out. But I can tell you, that our leader has taken a position. And you know, in us, for us in River State, the position of our leader is our is that's our position.
Okay. From what you've said, does that mean that Dino Milai, when he said that the governor supported his campaigns with certain amount of monies and even talked about certain amount of monies being paid to ensure it doesn't emerge this time, is there any fact in all those comments?
You see, that is to tell you the character in that person. How can a matured man come to the public space to begin to make caricature of somebody who assisted you when you were in need yesterday?
So the governor assisted him indeed.
I'm not saying I was not there, but no, let's say, let's assume. Let's assume that's true. He can't prove it, but let's assume that's true. That's the truth. You know, is it proper that somebody who is just linked to, you know, occupy a public office to begin to come on air to make caricature of somebody who assisted you when you needed help? That is to tell you the character of such a man, that he doesn't have what it takes. You know, he doesn't have what it takes.
So did the governor assist him indeed in 2019?
That is what he said. That is what Dino Minaye came on air to tell Nigerians.
Did the PDP in River State assist Dino in 2019?
Assist Dino?
Yes.
How will I know?
You're a member of the PDP. And the PDP has...
No, Dino is in the position to prove to people to the extent to which he was assisted in 2019, and to equally let people know how grateful or how ungrateful he is in that regard. And related to what is playing out now, the onus of proof is on Dino Milaye.
Okay, it brings us to the in River State now. The question is, you've also said, well, the problem with the presidential candidate of your party isn't the presidential candidate, or the governor of River State is not the problem with the presidential candidate, but the problem would be the people around him. And some people think that, well, Dino Milaye is one person who was firmly in support and besides the part was standing beside the party presidential candidate. And in public space, public opinion would suggest that, well, some people think that would be why. Perhaps we are seeing, you know, this happen. Maybe the governor is wanting to go at people who were supporting Atiku Abubakar at the time. And many even wanted to liken the situation with the AIT situation to that particular, from that particular perspective as well. So some people saw it that way. Now it brings me to what we heard, the news about people's suspension of some members of your party in Falga. And going through a few of the names, some people also got our attention to realize that Austin Adiola Obara, Kechi Chinda, and the rest of Daniel Chinda, these people were also part of the Atiku Campaign Council in River State, built up to the presidential election. And they are accused of anti-party. So if you can shed more light for us, what exactly was the anti-party that these people were involved in? And when did the party find out?
Well, in the first place, I'm not of Watene in Falga. But I know that the Constitution of People's Democratic Party empowers the ward executive to, you know, watch and monitor the activities of party faithfuls in their various wards. And then now, I equally was greeted with the news yesterday morning on the suspension. But I can tell you something, if Amy.
And how did you take it?
Well, I will tell you that if the ESCO of the party will sit down, take a decision, and go on air, it's in the interest of the party. No matter who is involved.
So in other words, you're suggesting that the leadership of the party at that level was correct to have said these people were involved in anti-party activities.
That's what I'm telling you, that it will be in the interest of the party if they can do so. And I will salute their courage.
But the statement, when I went through it, I didn't see the statement tell us what exactly they did. I mean, we would expect to say maybe they were caught or seen in meetings with people from...
But you just said it here, Nada. They said it's anti-party activities.
So what is the activity? Who was the activity with? Because it's almost half information. If you just say anti-party, it's a lot of things. Some people accused the PDP in Rivers State of anti-party because, I mean, the governor of the state had said, well, we are supporting a southern presidency. And we know that your party did not have a candidate from the south. So some people would feel that that was anti-party. So, and many have also said, rest of the Niger Delta and the south, and et cetera, et cetera. The argument was there. So wouldn't it have been fair if this statement had explained what anti-party exactly were these people involved in?
Well, the ward chairman of Ward 10, I think, will be in a better position to speak more on this. But as a party, I will tell you that, you know, the last process of election was an opportunity for political parties who think into the future to critically look at the activities of members and to ensure that they begin to plan towards 2027. Because it is very, very clear, it is very, very clear that the electoral process has changed. And we'll see more new things that will follow. Maybe some of the mistakes that the INEC made or some of the expectations they did not meet up with in this election, they will ensure that they correct it in the next election. And so any political party that is serious, that is focused, that still wants to remain on top, you must be proactive. And I can tell you, maybe, it is born out of this desire that the party had looked into some of their members and are beginning to weed out some of those they feel that will not add value to their party in their world. Remember, it was not just in Falga. We call it, you know, saw that happen in Ogubolo. And not only in PDP, we equally have heard that in the news, that's happening in APC. So you can see that the political parties are now beginning to sit up. Haven't seen that the electoral process have changed. You know, you begin to look at the activities of how your party is doing well in the various units and various wards to ensure that you position your party better for 2027. And I can tell you, the 2027 we are talking about is just tomorrow. The way we are talking about swearing in, immediately May 29 come and goes, the activity of governance commences. And before you know it, we're already in another, you know, election season.
Okay, a few things you mentioned. I'll come back to some of the things you mentioned. But yeah, looking at the statement here, anti-party majorly, and they've been said, the statement also said they're not permitted to enter the party premises, etc. But then another thing that was cited was that the suspended members of the party have failed to pay their annual subscription fee as provided by Section 8, Subsection 9 of the PDP Constitution as amended, hence the vote of no confidence and suspension. Okay, let's say anti-party aside, not paying your fee, is that enough for suspension?
Of course, you can see it there. It's clear in the Constitution. Very, very clear in the Constitution.
So there are no warnings or reminders before you officially look at suspending a person?
Of course, there are procedures now. There are processes. And those processes and those procedures were dutifully carried out.
Before
the suspension.
All right. If you say that, you said parties are sitting up. We'll come into a question that I need to ask with regards to that. In fact, that question would be about the funding of parties, because since the conversation, the back and forth between the governor of Rivers State and Tinubu Lai, we've had many people beginning to ask, how do political parties even get these their funds that they spend, running into millions? Aside just monies that come from purchasing of forms, which many also have questions about, it brings us to whether you would agree for political parties to make public their fundings and financial dealings on a regular basis for the public to know. Is that something that parties should consider for transparency?
Well, I don't know what you mean by transparency. You know, for an individual...
Does the PDP have a budget? Does the party have a budget? Does it have a budget to say, for the year, this is what we're doing, and if when it's an election season, this is the plan, this is the budget? Do political parties have that kind of system?
Well, of course, how can you operate without a system? If as a system, you know, you must have budget for your campaigns, you know, you must have budget for pre-election, the election proper, and post-election. You must have budgets. The candidates themselves too have their own personal budgets, because you cannot come out to say you want to contest election when you don't have a budget. At least in your own little way, in your local area where you are, you must have budget. You must have program. You must have plans on how you want to reach out to the people. You're talking to the people. Consultation. There's what we call consultation. And in politics, we have a tradition. There are some persons you go to. You cannot just go to somebody and say, hey, I want to run election. There are certain persons you must, at least to show of a show of respect, maybe you go based on a tradition. You can't approach a elder or a chief in a community to say, oh, I'm coming to your place for campaign tomorrow, or I just arrived for campaign. I thought it wise to come and let you know.
So you must come with cola.
You must have cola. So all those put together.
But then would you support an idea that would ask for political parties to make these plans or budgets public?
Well, I wouldn't totally, you know, subscribe to that.
Why?
Because, you know, we are in a system where people does not make logical arguments on certain issues. They try to whip political sentiments and all manner around anything they see without looking at the objective or for reasons why that is like that or how it should be. Let's say, for instance, PDP is approaching election, and we say, oh, as a party, we have come together. We are looking at doing our campaigns this way, in a robust way, and this is what we are looking at, this and looking at this, and Rivers people, this is what we have to say. Oh, they have stolen all our money. We see it. We told you people that this, you know. So it's a personal thing. It's an in-party something where everybody would rather prefer to maybe sit in their homes, sit in their offices, draw up their budgets, and go about it without putting up on unnecessary.
Do you share the school of thought that say that in political parties, in political parties, some of those activities in those parties are funded sometimes by funds from several various states, where maybe you have the governors and they bring funds from the state, their state coffers, to run activities of political parties or sponsor certain things that have to do with the political parties? Does that happen?
No, just like before the last general election, our candidates had an interactive section with, you know, captains of industries, you know, the civil society, NGOs, and all manner at Presidential Hotel. And there he really had his blueprint and spoke to them to say, this is what, you know, I have to offer River State. Sometimes, after that interaction, some of these organizations say, okay, I think we see something good in this candidate. Whatever little support we can give. You do understand me? We'll do it. Even at the local level, we see somebody, a very good candidate, might come up to say, ah, chief or sir, I'm running for assembly. I'm running for councillorship. Say, I see something good in this guy. I know he can deliver. What's your challenge? He said, oh, I've been able to buy phone, but I don't have money for consultation. So, okay, I can give you drinks or whatever you use in consulting the chiefs. Naturally, this is how the political system operates.
So, in other words, you're saying that governors who belong to several political parties do not in any way tamper with funds from their states to involve in party activities?
Not at all. When you're doing that, that means you're inducing. And you cannot get the correct results like what we have in River State. If the process that brought Governor Wike was induced, we would have gotten what we have on ground.
But how do we question leaders of political parties or governors who leave office, or before they got into office, in the other words? They don't have all the monies. I would mention the Dino Milaye is our governor at the moment, Governor Yeson Wike, name many governors around the Federation and senators and lawmakers. It's where even Serap has been talking for the outgoing president and some officials to ensure that they declare their assets. Let's know what you had before you came in and what you're leaving with. But then we see a situation where some of these political leaders leave office and their lifestyle is really flamboyant, and you're wondering, okay, how much were you making before? What investments did you have that can warrant this sort of lifestyle? And don't you think that this might begin to force people to ask questions? Because if you think power is coming to the people gradually, it means the people would begin to be looking at our leaders one day, and it would get to that point where we ask, hey, what is happening? You did not, when you came in, this was what it was, and you left, this is how you are. How do you explain that?
Well, you see, the truth is this. Already people are asking questions. Not that people will. People are asking questions. But you know, it's a systematic thing. You cannot, in Nigeria, the way the system is, you know, you cannot serve as a governor and then you leave office. There are certain paraphernalia, there are certain things already that are on ground for you. Because for you to have led the state as a governor, it's assumed that you have attained a certain level.
It gives you certain privileges.
Privilege. So even when you leave office, there are provisions for them to ensure that at least they are maintained. Because it's not easy. You know, this thing we say governor, it's not easy. When you see somebody, look at some of them. Like our own governor is a very hardworking governor. You can see how robust he was looking when he got into office. And you can see the way he is now. That is to show you that there has been no rest in time for him. I'm sure he can't wait for May 29 to come for him to at least have some rest.
Let's
so
open
that's
the phone
how
line.
It is for the most other offices.
Let's open the phone lines quickly and hear from a listener. Whether or not you encourage a call for political parties to regularly make their funding and finances public, that's what we're asking you on Facebook. So share your thoughts with us at Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. Quickly, 0817 923 0009 0817 923 0007. Please, the moment you get through, just go straight to the point. No beating around the bush. Straight to your question or straight to your contribution. Good news from our three. Good morning to you. And please, let's also be very civil with our contributions. Go ahead.
No problem. Well, not much as we're being civil, we must tell the strict truth to ourselves. First of all, I think that the PDP spokesman in the studio now should be apologizing to River State for how the government, the leader, have squandered the past money. That is not budget. We have stories of spending in Sokoto 500 million. We have stories of Bayelsa. We have the stories of this Jerome Olayinka right now. As it stands by now, he should be apologizing on the way and manner they've recklessly spent reverse money. The Dino is talking today. He supported him then and said he's unqualified. But Dino has won. And Dino has won right now for us talking. And he's a potential governor of Kogi State. Now, who is the anti-party? They think that suspending people in River State, according to them. You that went to say you're supporting Tinubu, using Plasti Party, that Osma Para and Co, who supported Atiku, the presidential candidate, is their Plasti Party. And again, who place again, can you cannot tell me, in River State, in the law, in the old law, that they said they did not pay dues. The world chairman and the leaders are suspended. Could they, even him talking there, can he bring the receipt of the juice he has spent to PDP that they used by some person?
All right, good news. Thank you very much. Let's get on to Braid from Obiwali. I'm sure my guest will respond afterwards. Nigeria Info, Braid, you're welcome.
Yes, good morning. Good morning.
Go on.
The guest, good morning. Good morning.
Morning,
yes,
go on.
My question to the guest, does it mean that the river's resources is to be given to all the states? I don't know whether our governor has become a president that he will be sharing the state resources to various people. Dino Melaye has come out openly to say he used XYZ amount for his election last time, and now he's using XYZ amount to also fight him in his state. And the same governor, his antecedent is that he gave money to Sokoto, Bayelsa, just tell about. Now look at these people at MI2. That they are chief godborn. It's a strong throne from Rumo Precom. And the governor has not to visit, not to even make a promise. What have the rivers people done to the governor? And now, before he comes in 2015, suspension, suspension, suspension. Today he's going again. By next month, he will be leaving. There is suspension, suspension like a Sekibor and other people. Why the government is operating as the government of Uganda? It's unfair. This is River State. Let him have human feeling.
All right.
The man that is in the studio, if what happens to Media Walter and other people happens to him, he will be in the studio to singing praises to the governor.
All right, Bray. Thank you very much. Let's get on to Susie. Susie's in there, man. Good morning to you, Susie. Afterwards, we'll get to my guest. Susie, good morning.
My road, good morning.
Yeah, it's a good morning.
I greet you, good morning. Let me also reflect on what you have said. Like, you have done and have done great ahead on the issue. For those that issue said that for the president, for even state governor to have those money to state and all of that, I don't know how they come up with all of that allegation. I also believe that they should have also asked their presidential candidate and the former minister of transportation to also apologize to the people for selling assets that belong to the people and running River State into a doldrum before he left the office without even handing over properly to the governor of the president governor of River State. Having said that, I believe that the issue of Wike and Dino Melayin, Wike has been the person who stood after the 2015 that the party was going up, like I think Kodimale, all of them left the party and went to APC. So this extent, if Wike has surrendered any help to Dino Melayin, Dino Melayin has got people come up to tell us what it is. And the deputy governor, former deputy governor of Kogi State, has said that Dino Melayin winning the candidature of the party in Kogi is a bad omen, and that he can know what the things that Dino Melayin have on ground when he was a governor. Don't forget that Zimbabwe will be fighting with three factors. He will be fighting with Tinubu because him and Oluwole Tinubu was a cat and dog in the Senate. He will be fighting with a sitting governor as we see. So Zimbabwe couldn't have been a governor, a person that can win that particular seat in Kogi. They would have used somebody else. And the governor of Rivers State has also offered the
competition
to say that you are not the support candidate that can win this ticket for us. Let us tell somebody.
All right, Susie, thank you very much. Thank you very much, Susie. Let's get back to Mr. Agbara in the studio. We have about a minute, then we'll go for a commercial before we come back and continue. But quickly, what would you say to some of these things in just 1 minute before we go for a commercial?
Yeah, well, I think the major boon in what one of the speakers said was that the financial recklessness of our governor, how he has been giving and misappropriating funds. And he said, well, I'm in the studio. Ordinarily, I wouldn't respond to that because what we look at is, when somebody wants to criticize, should be able to come out to say, so far the governor have had this X amount of money and that the projects we are looking around does not commensurate to the much that has been given to the state. Then we will be able to answer. We will be able to know what to say. So when they come and say somebody is financially reckless and everywhere in the state there are projects leaked out, how do you marry that? So people should try to be objective when they come on air to want to ask questions, because we are not here to joke. We are here to educate people, inform people.
We are back. This is your number one talk station, Nigeria Info.
All right, quickly, before we conclude things on Facebook, this one says, the man in the studio with you is just singing praises. This is from Mwambuizu Ogbonna, is managing the truth. Emmanuel James says, tell the man to that the PDP members nationwide watching River State, because River State is not only the state with PDP governor in Nigeria. Tango Dabili says, I will advise those politicians that are not sure of themselves to start paying their party dues to avoid being suspended. Of more messages here. Ikechukwu Sterling on Facebook says, if necessary, parties should make their finances public. All right, let's just take one more. This one says, I would have encouraged it, but no need, because the whole process of compiling this information as well as figures will never be transparent. Navure Roland. Okay, so yes, I was talking about the worry people have, for instance, is fire in Sokoto, and they say, the governor went and donated this amount of money, XYZ amount of money. Another place he went, I'm donating this. I think in Lagos State, he went for something that the first ladies, women, something. Yeah. I'm donating this money. Now, those monies, people are saying, there's other things in the state we still need. And where these monies planned for, where they budgeted for, that, oh, this would happen, that would happen, and I would donate this amount of monies. Maybe that's where they are coming from, what do you think?
Well, for me, I don't see anything wrong in, somebody giving assistance to people in need. For instance, the fire incident in Sokoto was something that was very, very touchy. themselves. You know, just like the...
We had fire incidents here in River State as well. And that's where many people would say, we have these issues in River State.
It's not everything. Yeah, there was a fire incident in Ojoto. And I know that the Obiakpo Council... is it? Yeah, Ojoto is not Obiakpo now. Obiakpo Council Chairman has been there to have our spots assessment. You see, government have 3 tiers. If the council chairman was there, the governor does not need has to be there physically. Do you know if it is the governor instructed to go? And the governor has been briefed. So what the people are supposed to look out for is what comes out of the visits.
But the market that was burnt and then rebuilt, I think it's my one market, if I'm not mistaken. What's the situation? Is it my one market?
Was it my one market?
The one that had the market with the fire incident that was rebuilt and is not in use yet? My one, yes.
Is it my one or...
Kalada, my one, eh?
Parts of my one
and Goshen the market.
Goshen,
yes.
Okay.
So people would look at that and say, well, this happened and here we are.
It's not everything that we have to be going on air to talk about, you know, what we are doing, you understand? But in a nutshell, I can tell you that our government has been able to show that it's a government that has human face and cares for the people, and we've been meeting up with the needs of the people of River State.
All right, Sidney Barra, thank you very much. Once again, thank you for your time.
You're welcome.
Hope to speak with you subsequently.
Okay, thank you.
My name is Ifeyemi Andrew. Have a great day.